Hey, let me jump in the middle of a highly emotional, charged issue here that I see. I think it's totally upside down the way the media is on this. And the reaction of the media is what I'm interested in, and will ask for your comment about. Here are some facts. We're going to talk about rape and pregnancy. I'll do it in generic terms, so it shouldn't be offensive to anyone, but these are facts, not opinions, but facts. Rapes rarely result in pregnancy for three reasons. Again, these are not opinions, these are medical facts. First of all, because of the physical violence involved, the act is not always completed, so no pregnancy is possible. I'll just leave that stated as it is. It's a horrible situation, but it's not always impregnation is possible in that. On top of that, there's only a couple of days a month that the victim can become pregnant. So just by the sheer numbers, that reduces the chance to about 1 in 15. And on top of that, and this is the one that was mentioned by the Missouri Senate candidate, during times of trauma, such as a horrible physical attack, a woman often will not ovulate even though she would otherwise. It's a medical fact.